Good morning. My guest this morning is Scott Corey from the Cotati Accordion Festival. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Roland. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Well, this is the 28th annual Woodstock of the accordion world. I like that very much.
Catchy this year, huh?
What's happening this year? What occurs to you right away to talk about?
What occurs to me right away is the international flair we have. In the last half dozen years, we've gone pretty much worldwide. So this year we have virtuosos coming from Germany, Finland, Italy. We have Corey Pesatoro, who has been playing for us and working with us, who's one of the premier players in the world and lives at the festival, has been going around to all these events that he plays in around the world and promoting our festival.
Oh, great.
So now we have people hearing about us in other countries that want to come to Cotati, California. If it wasn't for Corey, they would who would know where Cotati, California is if you're in Finland? But now this is a third year in a row we've actually had a great player from Finland come in.
From Finland.
And Finland loves the accordion. It's like they tell me in Finland, if you have a band, doesn't matter the genre, there's an accordion in it.
Wow, that's great. As an Italian American, I always think that it's specifically the Italian Americans who are into it, but I know that's not so.
Oh, it's very big in the Eastern European countries, huge in Germany, and like I said, it's really big in Finland. I mentioned that to a Swedish person the other day, and he got upset. He goes, "It's very big in Sweden too," you know. All right.
I noticed that the on your postcard here, the list of individuals and groups that are playing is so large that the print has to be pretty small.
Yes, it's we're expanding all the time, and if you want to survive 28 years, you have to keep coming up with new ideas and appeal to different segments of the population. So now we have the student stage, we have the apocalypse stage, which is more the millennials coming in who have indie-like bands with accordions in them. We have the all-day Zydeco festival that takes place in a tent and at Friar Tuck's. So it's a lot of because of all the number of stages we have, the number of bands just keeps piling up, and it's great for the festival.
You know, I'm looking at places that you can get tickets. Last Record Store in Santa Rosa, People's Music in Sebastopol, Tall Toad in Petaluma, and Oliver's Markets. I'm so pleased to see Oliver's Markets more and more getting into the daily life of the community.
They not only are enthusiastic about it, but on Fridays, the Friday before the festival, at all four locations, for 10 hours during the day, they have rotating accordion players playing at the front of their doors.
Wow!
Yeah, they're in full hog. It's great. We have also this year we have a free shuttle that's been going for a few years. It goes from the park and ride back and forth to the festival, but this year the Smart Train is running. It started running right after the festival last year. This year the Smart Train's running, and because it's their anniversary, Saturday and Sunday is free all day.
Oh my!
So you can come from San Rafael, jump on a Smart Train, go up to the Cotati, get off, take our shuttle for free, go to the gate. No driving, no parking. It's a great advantage. And obviously from the opposite direction, Santa Rosa has the equal opportunity this year.
Boy, that's just great. That is really great. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And let's tell people once again that you can get your tickets online, or you can call 1-888-559-2576. Or you can go to Les Record Store, People's Music, Tall Toad in Petaluma, and the Oliver's Markets. Thanks again, Oliver's Markets. Thanks to you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.